The Gemara in Gittin, the Rav Zion told us the music is usher all year round, instrumental and vocal. The Rambam and the Mechaber seem to go with that. If the music's usher all year round, and but the Rambam's Mechalik, vocal music's okay if you're not doing it with wine. And the Ramah is more meko if as long as it's not Rebbeis HaMishteh or it's Ruggel, so then I'm like the king. So therefore, besides that, it's a would be mutter. And Ramosha seems to go with the Mechaber, the Rambam, and our meaning is we pass them like the Ramah, that it's mutter. The question is, where does recorded music, is there a difference? The Gemara clearly wasn't have recorded music. It was only vocal live or it was instrumental live. What about a recording? Or as the Chelkas Yaakov or Yaakov Reich, he raised the question of radio. But then clearly radio didn't exist. But so too today we have MP3, CDs, all the other types of music we have today. So would that be prohibited? So when Rav Yaakov Reich talks about radio, he says, really, it wouldn't be a bad idea. We really shouldn't listen to it. But Lamaise, everyone does. So what's the... And then he comes up and then he says, I could come up with the big Svara Gedola, why I think it should be mutter. Because why... And which touches on many a more fundamental question, but I'll quote his question: the b'shas hagzera la'asor hazimra mitam aveilas. When they made the original decree al tzchor ben abayis, gohaya dayin haradio, they didn't have the concept of radio, and therefore, so maybe if the radio was around, maybe they would have included it, but they don't. In other words, this is a general principle. We'll see. At least it's similar. Like we just finish Pesach, so we have the question of among Ashkenaz is a minute of not eating kidneys. There's a whole discussion what's involved in kidneys. What fall under the category? So this in general, because there was potatoes, corn, etc. So the big question came with quinoa. Quinoa is something new. But we know, but potatoes were new and corn were, so we have to see how that was distinction. So either way, it's a major machlokas aposkim. Rech Shechter, among others, say it's mutter, it's not a problem, and Rav Usher Weiss says it is a problem. And that's, and so Rav Shechter, others, they use the Svara of Rav Moshe, among other reasons, that it's like potatoes weren't around, so they didn't have quinoa. Could it be quinoa? Maybe if it was around the time of Chazal, they would have been included. But once they didn't make, once they weren't included in the Gzeira, so that's it. It's your lucky day. And Rav Usher Weiss says, no, it doesn't make a difference. It wasn't on a specific food. It was on the rules, whatever fits the criteria of kidneys. So we could include quinoa. That's a major debate today, you know, yesh v'yesh. Many people eat quinoa. Those who eat it, so that's what Rav Shechter likes telling people. He says, make sure you eat quinoa. Because if you don't eat quinoa, it's going to become usher, because they're going to say the minhag is not to eat quinoa. So either way, whether you eat quinoa or not, but so he's saying over here that they didn't have radio and we didn't have MP3s and CDs and all the new gadgets today. So it says, "Locho agzera." Aye, but what do you mean? But they did have music. They did have musical instrument, and that's what the Chelkas Yaakov. Ein ze doma lamin kli zemer she yischadesh afa bishohavi b'shas agzera. In other words, he's making a very subtle point here. In other words, you could argue, like, what do you mean? They had musical instruments, so our musical instruments are different today. So we have electric guitars, we have all these electric players, pianos they didn't have. So you're telling me that, he said, no. In other words, he said, no, that's still considered, that's on the instrument. But it'll be a radio or MP3, that's not a musical instrument, it happens to be something that plays music. So that's in the Kuta. Some might argue anything that comes on music, that's included in the Gzeira, so it wouldn't make a difference. The Chalkas Yaakov is saying no, that it was specifically on a musical instrument, and the emphasis is, so that's the whole question, whether the object we're talking about is what they say, revolutionary or evolutionary. So it's revolutionary, but so the question is, at what point does it reach the category where it's no longer considered music anymore? So Reb Reich claims radio and others following on Reb Reich, all the modern technology stuff. So according to Reb Reich, all those things aren't considered music, so it won't be b'chlal, the prohibition at all. So within, let's say, an MP3, a CD, a radio, there's a separate machokas. See, Reb Chalkas Yaakov says it's not a problem. It's not considered. It's not b'chlal. Let's assume it was. So, what would you? So if someone's singing vocal music and it's being recorded, you hear it from this MP3 recording, is that considered vocal or instrumental? So Ramosha writes, or Ramosha is against music in general, but he writes, Ayideha radio, Nishma Zimra de Puma Mutter. In other words, according to those opinions, that if you hear vocal, then it's still vocal. In other words, he goes with the Rambam, so that Zimra the Puma's Mutter. So he says, you go back to its original source. If you were just singing, so I don't care if you put it on a recording, it's still considered singing. And if it's instrumental, it's instrumental. And others want to say, even a bigger chumrah, that no, I think could be the Shevet HaLevi, maybe not him. Others want to say a bigger chumrah, that by definition now, even Zimra de Puma, but now that it's on a machine, that's considered Zimra de Kli, and therefore that would be prohibited. So that's a whole discussion. Number one is, whatever you assume music is usher, would it include radio or new stuff? So perhaps according to the Chalkas Yaakov, that's not bechlal, and you never have to worry about that stuff. But if you assume you do, so then you have a further machlokes. Reb Moshe holds that whatever it attains its original source, and therefore singing is good, but if you originally did it with Kizemer, it's not. Others want to say, no, that by definition, it became a Kizemer, and it leaves the status of vocal music and heads into the status of instrumental music.